Governor Rick Snyder has signed Senate Bill 288, and that could lead to a wolf hunt in the Upper Peninsula. His signature clears the way for the state's Natural Resources Commission to vote on a recommendation to hold a limited wolf hunt this fall in three parts of the UP. Governor Snyder told Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith he believes the NRC will base its decision on what he calls sound scientific principles.
But I think sound scientific principles are how we should decide these things to make sure we're doing the proper environmental functions to protect, you know, whatever species we're talking about so it's sustainable and doing the right thing for the long term.
More than a quarter of a million Michiganders signed a petition asking to put a wolf hunt proposal on the November 2014 ballot. And that coalition called Keep Michigan Wolves Protected says this new law is a deliberate attempt by lawmakers to circumvent their petition effort. The governor's response?
Well, again, the legislators decided they want to move ahead with allowing the Natural Resources Commission to use scientific principles. I've always been very much a fact-based, database person. I think those are good principles. It allows for public comment. And it's a situation where if people don't like it, again, that's where they can look at that as a particular law they want to challenge.
And we should note Senate Bill 288 did not contain a spending appropriation, and that appears to make it possible for opponents to try to repeal this new law. Now, it's not an understatement to say the wolf hunt issue has touched a very raw nerve all throughout Michigan, from people deeply opposed to a hunt, people who say this is about a trophy, not about conservation, to people in the Upper Peninsula who insists that folks who live downstate don't have a clue about what it's like to live near a wolf population, to people who express anger that voters no longer have a say in which species gets hunted and which do not. That power now lies in the hands of the Natural Resources Commission, which is able to act without any fear of being voted out of office. Well, we wanted to get the thoughts of a scientist and someone who knows the Upper Peninsula. So we turn now and welcome Professor John Brugink, who's a wildlife biologist from Northern Michigan University. His area of expertise is the ecology and the management of wildlife population. And he joins us now from Marquette. Welcome to Stateside, John.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you with us. We want to turn to you as a scientist and ask you, what do we need to understand about the question of wolves in the Upper Peninsula and whether there indeed is need for a hunt because of the claims by supporters of the new law that wolves are making incursions into the lives of people who live in the Upper Peninsula?
It's a complex issue. Need for a hunt is probably a little strong. I think wolves need to be actively managed, and that sometimes that will probably need to include lethal control. Now, whether that's done through a public hunt or through agency personnel, you know, both at the state and federal level, is sort of the, you know, the two ways that it could go. And so I think that wolves could be managed either way. And so the, you know, sort of the bottom line here is that you know, we can have the science tells us we can have a public wolf hunt. It doesn't tell us that we have to in order to manage effectively. You could, you know, go about dealing with wolf-human conflicts in multiple ways.
And what would be some of those ways? What, when you talk about active management and dealing with wolf-human conflicts, what would be some of the other ways?
Well, in places where there are sort of chronic problems with wolf depredations of livestock or pets, or where they're, you know, coming into towns or close to them on a regular basis, there are various sort of non-lethal techniques that are used. There's you know, this technique called fladry, where essentially it's, you know, a ring of sort of marking flagging that's strung along around fences along pastures and so on that, you know, is a deterrent to wolves. And then sometimes, you know, wolves are trapped and removed by either state or, you know, federal agency people as opposed to part of a public hunt.
Now, under the Michigan law that already existed, someone could kill a wolf if they felt life or livestock was in danger. So why do you think there was a push toward having a new law and adding a controlled hunt as a tool?
I think that the wolf is a real polarizing species, and you have people out there that, you know, there's still folks out there that think we should just eradicate them from the landscape, and you have folks out there that think we should never kill a wolf for any reason and should revere them, and then, you know, you sort of have, you know, folks in between that, you know, maybe closer to one side or the other, but not that far out there. And So there's long been this interest in by various stakeholder groups in having the ability to hunt wolves in the state. And as I've seen the population grow pretty steadily over the last, you know, couple decades, you know, essentially haven't had the power to do anything about it as individuals because it was all in the hands of the agencies.
You know, I'm curious, Professor Brugink, the sponsor of the bill, Senator Tom Casperson, speaks often of residents, particularly he talks about Ironwood, his area, living in fear of wolf attacks. Here's what I'm wondering. What does the data tell us in terms of the level of animal and human incursions by wolves?
Well, there have been some issues in Ironwood, and of all places, and you know, I'm just sort of looking at some of the stuff from the DNR here. So in 2010, over 90 complaints, and my understanding is, yeah, within the city limits, not acting with sort of much fear of people, being in people's yards and so on, and that was making folks nervous, and that that's been kind of a chronic problem area.
This does, I think, seem to come down to a real key question, which is who should decide whether our species should be on that list of game? Who should be? Should it be legislators? Should it be public referendum? Should it be nature specialists, naturalists, and biologists?
Yeah, it's a hard question. You know, as a wildlife biologist, it's you know, I obviously have my personal biases and you know, I look at the average voter out there or the average legislator, and I think, well, you know, how well informed are they on the biology? Of course, there are more than the biological questions, and really, you know, wildlife management, there's always going to be this element of subjective judgment. And, you know, the commission system really originally was sort of set up to try and deal with that, where they can get the information from the DNR recommendations if there's going to be a hunt, for example, what it should look like and what the goals are. And then they also get input from the public, and then their job is to take all that information and make a decision on it. The referendum approach, you know, it sounds, on the surface of it, it sounds, well, what could be more democratic than that? As a wildlife scientist, I've always been sort of leery of the management, wildlife management by referendum, because, you know, what is the decision being made on then? You know, I look at some of the information that was being put out by both, you know, the people that were pro wolf harvest and very much against, and, you know, a lot of it's pretty far out there. You know, the Keep Michigan Wolves Protected basically was saying that, you know, if the population isn't large enough to support you know, a hunt, you know, it's not really true. The science doesn't bear that out. You know, it's obviously they could sustain some level of harvest and not threaten the population. So it's not a matter of, oh, they're all going to be back on the endangered species list. But it's real easy to come out with a sort of, you know, sensational soundbite like that. And, you know, to somebody that's sort of maybe only slightly aware of the issue or not at all, they might think, well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Let me ask you this. I do hear you say that, speaking as a wildlife biologist, you do feel that the wolf population in Michigan could absorb some degree of a controlled hunt.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, you know, if you look at what the DNR has recommended, you know, whether you favor a hunt or not, I think that it's quite limited in scope and limited in areas where there have been sort of chronic problems. They're talking about a quota of 43 animals, the population around 658, I believe. So, you know, you're talking about 6.5%, and that's from the number, so the winter survey, which is sort of where the population, the time of year when it's at a low, you know, you get a bump up in the spring when the pups are born. But, yeah, so, I mean, there are something like 126 packs, I believe. So, you know, they're talking about relatively small numbers given the reproductive potential of wolves. So, yeah, I'm not concerned that this would threaten the population. Again, it's going to be in fairly localized areas.
Is this being done in other states? And do you have any sense, based on the history of how controlled hunts like this have worked in other states, does it open the door for more hunting, where the quota will go up? Because I think that's the fear of many of the opponents, that the controlled, it may start that way, but it opens the door to wider spread hunting, that it's about a trophy and it's not about conservation.
Other states now, the history's not real long, though, because delisting is relatively recent. But, you know, Minnesota has a wolf hunt, Wisconsin does, Montana, Idaho, and they've gone about it, you know, sort of different ways, you know. But I think, you know, what happens in the future would depend on, well, you know, does the population stabilize sort of around where it is now, or does it keep growing considerably, in which case, you know, there'd be more conflicts. And, you know, I guess I have confidence in the professionalism of the Department of Natural Resources that they wouldn't recommend harvest levels that would be, you know, that would conflict with the long-term viability of the population. You know, that's one of their stated objectives. You know, any season recommendations won't affect overall population trajectory.
Professor John Brugink is a wildlife biologist from Northern Michigan University, with his area of expertise being the ecology and the management of wildlife population. He was kind enough to join us from Marquette. Professor, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
It's a pleasure to be with you.